We're just gonna fuck up a lot of shit to try it out. And that is why we're here. First song is in the key of F. A song back about them. That's what I did. One, two, three. Man, this shit makes you nervous. There we go. That one was called Brainwash. This next song is called Free Coffee. And I'm gonna have to.
Where's my pen?
Why I had to do this one? This will probably start the album off, but this one's the hardest one to do. I have to practice to play this. I got a pan, and it goes in the piano. So it goes like that. And then I've got a distortion pedal, so it does that. So see if I can get this right. I may have to start this one 3 times. That's Sam Smith on the drum set from Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, this is the most informal gig you'll see. Most of the time I like to come out and go, "All right, good night." Here we go. As long as I get a little further each time, we're doing okay. I started the song about 18 times in Brighton one time. It's not because I fucked up, I was just pissed off.
I need more.
sound. I was going fine, and then the words fell on my piano. In fact, it helped me out to make a decision. I didn't know whether to change the last chorus or not, but I accidentally threw the words off. I couldn't remember them. I repeated the first chorus, and it's better. So whoever caught the lyrics, you've got the wrong version now. All right. Here we go. This is... Oh, God damn it. This song is... I've done a lot of soul searching in the last year. And I've done a lot of thinking, and this sort of reflects that, I think. Oh. The bitch went nuts. She stabbed my basketball. Sugarcoat the message if possible. Well, let's see here. I've never played this one all the way through. And I don't know if you will. Exit gave me some tape. Same color as my shaker. Yeah, we've tracked 13 songs. working over there on Music Row. Rolling tape. No, actually, we're crunching numbers on an album project here in town. Co-producing. That's the kind of stuff you got to say to get work here. At the steady hand of Mr. Dennis Herring, if you know Dennis.
Dennis! Okay, let's see what happens. This is in G. This song is called Errant Dog. And, you know, when you see those, I always kind of wanted to explain songs while I was tuning up a guitar or something, and I've never done that, so it's kind of fun, because I'm not tuning up my piano. Now I could go down to the Bluebird. Wrote this on a bus. Shut the fuck up while I'm playing. Serious business. Okay, basically, you know, when you're watching television, if you do that, and there's daytime TV and there's lots of women on saying, he treated me so bad, he ran around on me, fucking dog. I want him back. I want him back for it. And they insist on getting his ass back and tying him up. It's like, it's not working out. I don't know why you want that. Album, possibly Quest for Fire. Not sure.
Cashville.
What's that?
Cashville.
Cashville. Okay. What song are we gonna play? Alright, now we're gonna play Bullshit.
Yeah. Everybody knows. Everybody knows it sucks to grow up.
Fred sits alone at his desk in the dark. There's another old horse that waits in the hall. He has cleared all his things and he's put them in boxes. Things that remind him life has been good. 25 years was worth than the paper. The man's here to take him downstairs. And I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, it's time. Cause today's just a day like the day that it started. No one is left here who knows his first name. Yeah, life barrels on like a runaway train where the passengers change. They don't change anything. They get off, someone else can get on. Mr. Jones, it's time. Street light shines through the shades, casting lines on the floor and lines on his face. He reflects on the day. And I'll try something else softer. She's got in the dark, so they crazy knows.
in my arms watching TV. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
back when I played piano, but I couldn't do it. I'm going to have some kind of foot surgery, so my foot's fucked up. So. Spoken on earlier. We'll play one. We're going to get in trouble for playing this on the John Mayer tour. John didn't care. He didn't care. It was people in his audience.
Bitches ain't shit, bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. And on his ass and suck a dick. It's a fuck out after you're done. And I hustle my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. I used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. But we were the motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Deep that shit got deep and it was on. One song after another one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. She was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, she got me nothing, and now she's suing because the shit she be doing ain't shit. She found herself short. Said a bitch named Fancy Me. I used to be up in the mess like every day. She was the bomb and a nigga unstuck. I was in love like a motherfucking nigga in the proton. And used to tell me that she wasn't no good. Like Mr. Smith used to order so I can get a good trip with mine. Guess what? I got by one time.
Back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, I was time to bail. This was just on a hot sunny day. My nigga DLC and my homie Dr. Dre. Soup in a coupe, soup, we got some news. The girl was drinking while you was drinking and got the blues. Fit out a second, already I got to do some motherfucking shit.
House drag past the clock, kicking the toe, and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz, and he's fucking loud.
He's fucking his hoe. He's fucking his hoe. He's fucking his hoe.
She was hanging with the white bitch doing the shit she did. Sucking on his dick, and gave the fucking tip. In the end, well, she got a bit of nothing. And now she's doing up the shit that she be doing in shit. And now she found herself short. Now she's taking me. That's some real conversation for your life. Thank you.
to me.